League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Is today or tonight going to be the night? That is the question, as anyone will be trick-or-treating with fun and fright. We are going to be in front of our TV all damn night.
Boys, Merry Christmas.
Oh, no, that's not.
No.
What?
No, I appreciate you dressing up today, though.
3 months early on that?
Is it, though? Go to Hobby Lobby and see if I'm early. Go to Target or Walmart and see if I'm early.
I'll tell you what.
They're already selling Christmas stuff.
Go two doors down from my house and across the street, and their Christmas lights are up.
I tell you what. Anybody puts up the inflatable snowman, I'm cutting him. I'm cutting the snowman. I'm cutting him.
Swear to you, I thought he was going to put up orange lights and, like, purple and black.
Really?
No. Two doors down and across the street, completely decked out, whole full yard full of Christmas lights.
Can we just get to... Let me just get some turkey before we start talking Christmas.
I'm with you.
Really?
With you.
God.
And it's trick-or-treating tonight.
That's right. Are you going? You dressing up? You going trick-or-treating?
No.
With the dogs?
No. I put a lawn chair on the front porch.
Uh-huh.
And I have the iPad so that I can watch TV.
Porn?
No.
Oh.
And I just sit there. But like at 6:59...
Yeah.
The porch light's going off. I'm going inside, and all the dogs have free reign to the front doors to scare the hell. Because at that point, it's game time, and you cannot bother me.
Well, here's my strategy, because you know I love the kids.
Tongue in cheek.
So as soon as I get home, I'm turning the lights off. They won't even be on.
Pull the shades down.
And I'm turning them off. And then I'm going to put some barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Leave a threatening sign on the front door.
Right.
Yeah. Stay off the farm.
Yeah.
I'll probably put out some different bottles and chemicals and poisons.
That's nice.
Apples
with razor blades?
Well, no. I'm not that guy.
Oh.
I mean, just warnings. You know what I mean? Like, just... Mm-hmm. I learned my lesson, dude. When we moved into this neighborhood 3 years ago, it was our first Halloween in the neighborhood. And I went out and bought probably 8 bags of the big bags of candy from Sam's, where like you could fill up
the
two
value
bowls.
Packs.
Yeah, you could fill up two bowls with one bag, and I bought like 8 of them. And not a single bleeping kid came to our house. Not one.
And this was with no warnings up?
This was like, all right, we're going to be good neighbors and give candy to the kids, right? Now, I live on a corner lot, so I've got two ways to approach my house. You can on one street, on the front, or on the side. So we actually posted up in two different locations so that we didn't miss any of these raggedy-ass kids. And not a single kid came to our house. I didn't finish eating the candy until September of the following year. It took me almost a year to eat all that candy.
I'm not doing that again. At least it didn't go to waste.
I'm not doing that again. So that's what I was like, I'm done. I'm not, these kids, all these kids in this neighborhood can go to hell. I'm not doing that no more.
No, I'm ready for it. And I went and got all the candy this morning. And I'm like, okay. And I'm going to do it till 6:59. And then.
I can see it getting kind of busy in your neighborhood, though.
It does. There's a pretty, and then, and like, where are y'all on, is there an age limit? Because, like, as long as they're in a costume, I'll flip them some. But, like, last year, like, a couple, a dude and his girlfriend came that were, like, late teens, early 20s. I'm like, seriously,
I'd say
man,
about
at least
47, 47, 48.
Yeah, at least give me a hat or a mask or something. But you're just going to walk up and trick or treat. I'm like, no, dude, you can move on. That's not,
you know these kids today and their abbreviations, they're probably just like T or T. Like, no, dude, this ain't a text message. You need to say it at least. Yep. At least say it and put a mask on.
And I will yell, you're welcome. If they just grab it and go, I'm like, you're welcome. You know, you might want to say something. Otherwise, cutting them off.
No, I don't know. Our neighborhood, like, we don't have a lot of kids, but I would have thought that at least a few would have shown up. Now, are you taking Taylor trick-or-treating? Or
Lisa and I talked about it. Now, she had a costume, and a couple of people were very nice about sending her other costumes, but she doesn't really understand
it.
Yeah,
she doesn't care right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so at two,
just give her the candy.
She's not going to trick-or-treat, and she doesn't really get into candy that much. Now, Lisa's ticked off because I introduced her to ice cream, and she'll look at me and go, eye cream. Yeah. And Lisa's like, I don't understand how she knows that. I've never given it to her. And I go, oh, when you go to bed, I have. And she enjoys the hell out of it, too. But she's not into candy yet. So, yeah, we're not going to take her trick-or-treating. But she has a costume, and she wore like a...
Well, you should do just like a few houses like next door. Like, just let her get the experience. I bet she would enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know, just
That's
put
more
the costume
on. My
on.
Because Lisa's going to be like, hey, why don't you take her... No, I don't know. I've worked enough just putting a lawn chair on the front porch we got one of those.
So
big
you just
plastic,
sit there with a bowl or
yeah, the
you,
big you, we so, have the big plastic pumpkin that I fill up with candy.
So you sit there and give it to people.
Yeah. I'll let them go ahead and reach, but if they go with the claw, I'll slap their hand.
Now do you decorate the house? Do you get into it? You just sit
now,
there.
Now last year I did pumpkins. And Lisa said that Halloween's her least favorite holiday. So she's like,
it's the Halloween of the devil.
Yeah, she's like, don't go and get pumpkins this year because then they just rot on the porch. And I carved one and I drew Taylor's favorite character is Minnie Mouse. So I drew Minnie Mouse on one and just used a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And the other one I carved out. And she was like, yeah, this year we just got the big plastic pumpkin. Let's leave that.
Right.
All right.
Okay. See, I don't get into, Halloween's never been like a big holiday for me or, you know, I guess it's really not even a holiday, is it?
It depends. I mean,
is it technically a holiday?
You don't get time off.
It's like calling tomato a fruit to me.
You know what it is? It's a single person's holiday because single people just use it as an excuse to get out and like chicks wear the most provocatively.
I knew that's where I was going. That's what everybody says.
It is because that
it's an excuse to just
fellas.
Absolutely,
it's Tuesday night. And it's the main reason that people will go to bars tonight on a Tuesday night.
There'll be a lot of slutty nurses out there.
Yep.
And people dressed up.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And the syringes will be out.
Yeah. So Seraphin just texted the show.
Okay.
He said, I get in the car. I put on ESPN as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And the old lady tells me, change it because they never talk about anything appropriate. Yeah.
What?
Everything we say is appropriate.
No doubt.
Miss old lady.
Yeah, it's called life.
Yeah,
life's appropriate.
I'm sorry.
We span the globe.
I'm sorry that you think you're too good to hear the truth. You're too good to hear reality. This is life.
Yeah, we get
you got a listener trying to listen to our show, and you're not helping his case, Barry.
I am though. Why would I say that I wasn't?
Well, now you're getting getting him in trouble with this old lady.
Yeah, next time he gets in the car, she's going to go, don't turn that a-hole on anymore that had those words.
Don't call Joel an a-hole. Don't you do that, lady.
Because Joel was cool about it. Barry was the one ripping her.
Like, now he's trying to throw me under the bus. I'm trying to get Seraphin out of the doghouse.
You're trying to get us off of his playlist. I can tell you that.
When's the last time you've dressed up for Halloween? How long ago?
Quite a while.
Was it?
Yeah, quite a while. Once you get engaged and dating and married, I'm telling you, Nick, it's a single person's holiday. You should be out there today,
dude.
Last time I wore a costume, I probably stopped wearing costumes in high school.
Really?
Really?
Honestly. Yeah. I'm trying to remember it. It might have been high school, and I think I dressed up as a cheerleader, like a girl cheerleader.
What is Jong?
Which nowadays
today?
Would be inappropriate
walking
and
around
insensitive.
Dressed like a female.
Is Jong?
Jong is? I haven't seen him today.
Yeah, he's walking around dressed like a female today.
Uh-oh.
Master okay. Producer Jong.
Is he?
He is. No BS. But I know
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, I figured you guys saw him.
No.
You're sure that's not just a casual Friday?
Trey's dressed as a juggalo, obviously.
Saw him, yep.
Is he? I don't know if he's dressed up or not. I haven't seen him. There's always that one person at work that dresses up when no one else does, like John. You know what I mean? Like, I've never under like that.
Yeah, unless there's one, like an email that says everybody dress up today.
It's usually, again, I go back to, it's usually Tammy in accounting. You know what I mean? She's just like, oh my God, I love it. And her cube is decorated and there's cobwebs and candy. And like the first 30 minutes of the day, it's okay. But then she gets annoying with it. And then she's sitting in a meeting like a dressed as a witch and everyone else was trying to have a meeting. And she's like, all the stuff, it's just her costume is loud.
I never, or inappropriate. Or inappropriate.
Yeah, her cleavage is probably out as well. It's not appropriate, Tammy.
Well, Nick dressed as Scott from Deer Park. He just needs a dangly earring. He'll be all set up.
A loop.
I need a loop earring.
No,
gear on today.
Nick dressed as a sad fan.
Wow.
He's got
a
his
sad
U of H.
Cougs fan?
Yeah, just a sad fan. He's got his U of H hat and
he
his
just
U of H,
a
H
sign
sweater.
That says wanted defensive coordinator and or offensive coordinator.
Wanted hope.
Yeah. For the Cougs. Now, if Kirsten's listening on her lunch break,
she's going to
murder
come me.
In just all
yeah,
fired
she's
up.
Not going to be happy. Sorry.
All right, so we normally do this in the first segment. We just kind of shoot the bull and catch up because you've already had a steady dose on ESPN 97.5. But as we go forward, we've got plenty to talk about. We got a big game six on the horizon tonight out at Dodger Stadium between your Astros and the, I don't dare say, do I say hated Los Angeles Dodgers?
I don't know that they're hated.
I don't know that they're hated, but it's the Astros and the Dodgers tonight, and if necessary, a Game 7. Hopefully, it won't be. You've got Monday. We got, let's see. Dwayne Brown is now no longer a Texan, so we can cover that. There's lots of trades in the NFL.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, more busy on trade deadline day than most years previous for the NFL, so we can get to a bunch of that stuff, including one current Texan that decided to dress up coming to work today, and it's caused a little bit of a stir. We've got a ton to get to, and we want you to participate in the show, as always. So give us a call, won't you? 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with a whole lot more as we get this thing started. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back as we get started here on The Usual Suspects, where we span the globe and run the gamut and go from sports to other stuff. For 3 hours every single day. So, if the wife doesn't like it, just turn it up and she'll get used to it over time. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel's. We continue to roll on. We were talking about Halloween. Boys, want to guess? I have a 538 Twitter site did a win percentage on people's pleasure with getting certain candies. We'll call it the top 18.
Pleasures.
Top 18 candies on Halloween that you are most pleased about when you go to a door and you see that they
have. Oh, okay, like when the kids get excited about.
So the top 18 candies on Halloween.
Are we doing all 18 or are we
going
to
do
top 10?
So 18 is Milky Way Simply Caramel or Caramel. Didn't even know that existed. 17 is Rolo. 16, Nestle's Crunch. 15, plain M&Ms. 14, $100,000 bar. Boy, I love those. 100 grand. 13, Starburst. 12, Three Musketeers.
Oh, so Starburst actually cracks in the top 15. Non-chocolate. It's the first non-chocolate
entry.
Correct. Okay.
Yes. And wrapping up the non-top 10, which I'm a little surprised about, peanut M&Ms. I thought those might be higher.
I would have thought regular M&Ms would have been above peanut M&Ms.
Now, some of these...
With all the pussification that's gone on in this country and no one can have a peanut, I would have thought that would have been a lot lower on the
list.
Yeah,
like I told you guys this. Like, at Taylor's school, it's a nut-free zone. Like, well, even
until
if it's
you
just,
show up. What? Watch out. Jeez. All right.
He writes his own material, two shows nightly. Please tip your bartender.
Try the
waitstaff.
Meal. Good night.
but even if, like, I pack her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for
just
her...
They get pissed
her,
off, yeah.
They get Yeah. They get irate. I'm like, no one else is eating it.
You know what you should do?
She ain't going, I'll trade this for the Cheetos. Not yet, anyway.
You should do.
But she will.
You should do like, that's what you should show up with a bunch of peanut M&Ms and just throw them in there one day. Just throw them in the
classroom.
Just, yeah, just like
throw it's in the class. Gotta yeah. go.
Just like,
enjoy.
Yeah, just see what happens. They freak out like so, you threw a bomb in there.
Top 10. I'll read you the 6 through 10, and I'll let you go for the top 5, all right?
Okay.
Number 10, Butterfinger. Again, I thought
this list is invalid.
Yeah.
This list is invalid.
Number 9.
If Butterfinger's not top 5, these people are stupid.
Number 9. You like it that much?
I do.
Nick, you a Butterfinger guy?
I am a Butterfinger guy, but not top 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it top 5 either or top 10. But there
you guys
is
can
10.
Both
peanut butter M&Ms, 9. Reese's stuffed with pieces.
Yep. That
8.
Should be number 1 and
that's
2
a pretty good
and
one.
3.
7. Milky Way.
Milky Way,
That's overrated for sure. I'm with you. You don't like it that much?
Listen.
I'm not a big Milky Way or Three Musketeers.
Neither am I.
Milky Way is the handy of candy. Okay? It's the dry hump of candy. It's why. There's no reason to have a Milky Way. It's literally,
like it. Yeah.
It's the handy. That's it. Like, why?
Yeah.
That's
it
if I'm eating candy, if I'm eating candy, I don't want a Milky Way.
No.
There's no, like, that. What? Mm-hmm. No. It's terrible. It's like
Milky
getting a cough
Way
drop.
is like minus the peanuts if a Snickers and a Three Musketeers had an affair.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of foamy, whatever they call that, BS substitute for chocolate. A little caramel in there. I'm not big on that.
Nope.
But I will say this, because number 6 is just is regular Reese's Pieces. So already, before we get to the top 5, Pieces is 6. Reese's Stuff with Pieces is 8. They're doing all right. Reese's is, right? All right, top 5, starting with number 5.
Wait, so regular Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is 6? Or Reese's Pieces
is 6? Reese's Pieces
okay,
is 6.
Okay, okay,
all right?
Okay.
So Reese's Pieces is 6, and this Reese, I've never seen Reese's Stuffed with Pieces, but that's 8.
Yeah.
Right. So Reese's as a company is doing pretty well.
Right.
All right, top 5, starting with number 5. One of my all-time favorites, my parents' ultimate favorite.
Werther's.
Snickers.
Oh.
Good call. Good guess, though.
Snickers.
Snickers, number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, Nick Snickers.
I like Snickers.
If I'm doing
I can
a candy
see it being
bar,
in the top
I'll
5
do a
or
Snickers.
Top 10.
Yeah,
top,
and if you
I can
freeze
see
them
both.
Freeze a Snickers.
You freeze a Kit Kat, that's what I believe.
Okay, you can do that too. And by the way, Nick, premature speculation, number 4 is Kit Kat.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Top 3. Twix at number 3.
Okay.
Which is a very good candy bar as well. Another one if you freeze is very good.
It's not bad.
Number 2. And this is where I'm telling you, Reese's has done well. Reese's Miniatures. What hell is that?
Yeah, those are just the ones in the bag, like the mini cups. Like, they're tiny.
That throws me off, though. Why is the miniatures way up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you get one cup? Is that a miniature?
No.
What?
Reese's Miniatures, where you just get the one cup. Like, Reese's is
it's
two,
a bag of
two
like,
cups.
It's you never seen, like, the Butterfingers minis, where it's just little bitty Butterfingers?
Yeah, so it's like the gold wrapper, and it's just one.
No. They have a bag of minis.
Yeah.
No, they
you know
have a bag
about,
of minis.
Right, Nick? You just get one cup.
No, that's not the minis.
Oh.
That's just a single serving.
All right. Number 1 on the list.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think there's any argument.
I think the only problem I really have with this list is Milky Way was way too high.
7.
And Reese's should be 1 through 6.
But I got to wonder.
Any Reese's combination.
Kids, are they really liking are they putting chocolate candy up that high?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's a very good question. I'm
argue
not
a
big
lot of the
chocolate
non-chocolate.
Guy. Like, Lisa's candy. A chocoholic. I'm not a big chocolate guy, but, like, if you gave me Twizzlers, like the red Twizzlers, I could go crazy.
So you're saying.
Like, when I was a kid, I enjoyed the Starburst and the Skittles.
Yep.
And the
Skittles,
and
that's another good one.
And, you know, stuff like that. Like the Sour Patch Kids.
Right. Jolly Ranchers.
Gummy Bears.
Yeah,
Now and Later's were good.
Yeah, I did too. Like, Nerds.
But that's not to say I didn't like chocolate candy. I'm just saying
there
was a lot of non-chocolate candy that
I think
liked.
This list was made by adults, so it's probably a bit skewed.
Yeah.
It would be
you know what I mean? You're probably right.
Because
Skittles was the only thing on there.
You leave out Starburst, Skittles.
Or no, Starburst was the only thing
Starburst
on there that
was
non-chocolate.
At 13. Yeah, at 13, you're right. No Skittles on there.
No Gummy Bears, no Sour Patch Kids.
Gummy Bears is another big one. Lisa loves Gummy Bears, too. The big thing for me on the Twizzlers is you always get screwed because, like, if you're just giving it out at Halloween, there's individually wrapped Twizzlers, And it's just like, I don't want two strands of licorice. So I'm going to eat Twizzlers. I'm going to eat a bunch of them.
Somebody says, is it weird that Almond Joy is my number one? My fiance thinks I'm wrong. Yeah, it is.
Your fiance's correct.
You're wrong. That's a horrible candy.
It's terrible.
Almond Joy?
Terrible.
Why don't you just...
So many better options.
Without God. Questions. Not a fan of that at all. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So Reese's as a company had one with peanut butter cups, two with miniatures, six with Reese's Pieces, eight with Reese's stuffed with pieces.
I don't get the miniatures, though. Why? The miniatures, the regular, it's the same thing.
It's just for cheaper
it's
people,
just a
right?
smaller version.
Yeah, it's
the
same
cheapies
damn
that don't
thing.
Want to pay for the full peanut butter cups.
So it's just, I thought the minis was the bag of the, they're just like.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They're the bag of the you're
yeah,
right.
the tiny ones. Okay.
Yeah, that are wrapped in foil.
Because I was, now Joel had me second guessing, like maybe it was the individual wrapped cups that you can
so
get, like when you buy the bag.
So when I went to for what we're going to hand out, one of the things I saw, you could either get the individual smaller packages of either the peanut butter cups or Reese's Pieces, or you could get the bag of the slightly bigger, it's like buying a bag of Hershey Kisses, only it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and it's just one cup wrapped in gold foil, and there's a bunch of them.
It is wrapped, the way I remember miniatures, they are wrapped in foil, but they're smaller.
Yeah, and
they don't have that little outside wrapping that you have in the traditional.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, where do you rank on candy corn? Because a lot of people hate candy corn.
Can't believe that even still exists.
So in the Midwest, it's very popular.
My wife loves candy corn.
Why? I can eat it, but again, it's a waste of a... If you're going to go and have candy, yeah, it's just a waste.
I mean, it's like bitter sugar, though. It's like,
no, they're not bitter.
They're not bitter.
They're like, no, but it's just the way it like breaks down.
Candy
you know what
corn.
It is? It's like chewing wax with
that's
some
what I,
sugar
I'm really referring to the texture more than anything.
Oh, okay.
The texture is just.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way it breaks down, just, ugh.
Really?
I don't like it.
That bad?
For me.
I'm not. If I'm going to go candy, I'm not going candy corn ever.
I mean, well, but you're talking about a woman who also loves Whoppers. She's stuck in the 80s candy,
like
apparently.
The milk balls?
Yeah, like she loves Whoppers and candy corn. I'm like, what are you like? What is your favorite movie? War Games?
Yeah,
and
if
you,
I ever,
you want an Atari? What are you doing?
Whoppers, nothing
wrong with
I'll
Whoppers,
pass.
But I feel like candy corn is for like, it's cheap and that's a plentiful candy that you can give away for
candy
free.
Candy corn is like the ghetto candy.
Yeah. like I'm not cheap. I'm giving you candy. I'm giving you candy corn.
Plentiful has been mentioned.
Plentiful?
That's what Nick said.
Man, I would, if I hate kids, I'm giving out candy corns.
Well, the
just because I know
is,
they hate them.
They
I like
come
them though.
Pre-wrapped. So what are you going to put them in little Ziploc bags?
No, I'll just hand them like, actually,
no.
Yeah.
But that's how they used to give it out though.
They did. You're totally right. But my grandma was a big candy corn. I'm like, nah. Even if you got a bowl sitting by the TV, no.
I told Shock this year what I want to do is just give out raisins. But not in the little boxes. Just get a big thing, a bowl of, and just hand.
Yeah, how
just
people drop, react.
Just drop and record it. Wouldn't that be great?
It's
if
hilarious.
You just, people are just like, what is this maniac doing? Just dropping just this clump of raisins in their bag.
Yeah, no.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, I would love, I need
give,
to do that.
Give out apples too.
Because I have,
to see how well
I have a little camera on my front porch. I could record all that. That would be fun. You know what? I may have changed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should totally
you should
do that. You just gave yourself
too.
A good idea.
I mean,
put a camera up and just get a bunch of weird reactions.
And just see what's going on. So a couple people, a lot of candy texts, obviously. Okay. I'm going to try to get to them, but keep in mind, guys, we have a butt. But somebody texted us so and said, we were talking about Tammy dressing up and being the only person at their office.
Yeah.
Somebody said Charlotte in the lab is dressed as a bleeping poop emoji. And she's the only person dressed up today. See, that's what I'm talking about. To me, that is hilarious because you're in a meeting with a bunch of executives and other people. And there's Charlotte in her poop emoji outfit trying to be all serious. And like, listen, the fourth quarter, it's like you're the poop emoji. No one wants to hear from you. What are you doing?
And you have never been more right than whenever you say so-and-so in accounting. So-and-so in accounting comes out of the woodwork for Halloween.
Yes, yes.
And wears the cleavage flowing out top and the
she's the only one with the cube dressed, decorated, yep.
Yeah, and should not be wearing what she's wearing. And you're just like, oh, I was just coming in to just turn in my expense report. Didn't expect to get that bonus. All righty. So, yeah, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got baseball to talk about. Obviously, there is a big Game 6 on the horizon tonight at Dodger Stadium. We can talk about that. We can talk about the Texans game coming up and a big trade the Texans made. And maybe another one that they might be contemplating based on costumes, as we were talking, with one of their star players showing up to practice dressed, do we dare say, I don't want to say inappropriately, but one costume that will take notice by people. So we can get to that and a whole lot more. We are the usual suspects. We're just getting started right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects in hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza. As we continue to roll on, I would like El Jefe to listen with his ears, not his ass, because he said, what the heck, where's Twix? Well, it was number three if you were listening. So it is there.
I don't know why you're so opposed to people listening with their ass, though.
Well, if they can,
it's
just
they're
multitasking. That's fantastic, but it doesn't normally, it's polluted. By the time it gets to the brain cells, yeah.
Well, that's why you got to get a Q-tip in there. Okay. All texting, no tweeting sent me a, which is weird because all texting, no tweeting is tweeting now. So he's become all texting, some tweeting.
Or all tweeting, no texting?
He's got to change it. Well, I think he still texts. But he sent me a picture of candy corns on the left. Well, he sent it to all of us. Candy corns on the left and the Astros Rambo jersey on the right. And it looks exactly the same.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah. So,
so for tonight only, we'll allow candy corn?
I think it means, yeah, I might go get a huge bag of candy corns if it means championship. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do this call. Get this over
with.
Are
we? Well, then go
to it,
Barry.
I'm not...
throw to it, Barry.
Caller, you want to talk about candy corns? Hello, go. You're up.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, this Jeff in Houston. Man, y'all got the best radio station around the world until y'all start talking about the candy corn and the waffles.
Whoppers, y'all talking not about waffles.
Yeah, not waffles, bro. Whoppers.
Whoppers, the Whoppers.
Yeah,
that's my favorite candy, man. But y'all are hilarious, man. Y'all keep it going, man. Y'all keep it real, 100 all the time.
Appreciate it, man.
Have
Thank
a good day.
You. I'm glad. So that makes two people that like candy corn and Whoppers: him and my wife.
And one that's listener it. That's pleased, as opposed to the other one who's is the wife of a listener who's no longer allowed to listen.
Yeah. Right. Whatever. You
offended her.
Oh, yeah. Seraphim's wife.
Seraphim's wife.
Or old lady, as he called her. The old lady. You ever called Lisa the old lady?
No.
I don't dare do that. I feel like that would be worse than like using the B word.
By the way, Lisa's on board with your philosophy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this morning on Channel 11,
does this mean
they
we're
wanted everybody
now?
To wear jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And she said she would wear it for the one segment where they were up and about, but when she gets down to sitting at the desk and wearing news, that it wasn't comfortable, and she's not big on wearing jerseys after a certain age, so she did not wear it after that.
She protested, huh? Good for her.
Yeah, so she did.
I like it.
Cheetah wore it for the second day in a row. I hope she washed it.
Probably not.
Okay. And she had someone's name and number on the back. I didn't see who. But... Boy, they went all out, man. I mean, first of all, as a television station, why wouldn't you send someone that's from California that knows the lay of the land as opposed to sending everybody that is confused by just the L.A. airport and then they do the live shots and you're like, seriously? Like people that are enamored when they're reporting in L.A., you want to see like things in L.A.? You don't – the Walk of Fame with the stars, everybody's seen it a million times. Find some things that, you know, are more hip and now cool in L.A.
Like –
Well, there's lots of stuff. I mean, you can go down. I mean, if you want to go to like the crazies, then you can go Hollywood Boulevard. But, you know, you can go into Beverly Hills. You know, the Beverly Hilton, all you got to do is hang out around the Beverly Hilton, and it's a sightseer's paradise with everything that Rodeo Drive. There's lots of stuff to see in LA.
A Skid Row.
Okay.
You could go down there and
you can
see.
Go down by Staples where they have ESPN's headquarters and they have all the different the Man's Chinese Theater. There's all kinds of different things to see.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's be real. And
you want to see the guy that does the star on Hollywood
this
Boulevard
is by no means
puts
a
Barry
knock.
Laminack and a star for like $10?
this is by no means a knock on Lisa because I don't blame her, but a lot of this stuff on the news is very generic and just run of the mill. They have to be safe. I get it. But last night I was listening to, I don't even know who it was because I was doing something on my computer.
Mm-hmm. Porn.
And I'm, you know, probably.
Okay.
And I'm listening to this guy be like, well, it's, no, it was this morning. Cause I woke up at 3:30 this morning,
That's
by the way.
Fault.
Huh?
That's your fault.
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't go back to bed. So I was just, and then when my wife got up, I was sitting in bed show prepping and she watches TV while she gets ready. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to this dude like, oh, it's a spooky good time. You will howl and done. And he's like using all these Halloween puns.
Was it for the quilt thing downtown?
I don't know, but I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Yeah.
It was atrocious.
I saw the same piece. It was on Channel 11, and they did it last night during the 5 or the 6. And the guy started out by saying, I'm going to try and get every single pun about Halloween I could in there. And it was at the...
No, this was 13 this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy did it for the quilt convention somewhere in the city. And it was like, it'll have you in stitches. Oh, and I'm like, would you? And then he kept doing like the side eye, like, did you catch that one? How'd you miss that one?
It's scary how bad these guys are. What? Watch out!
Wow.
All right. But I just was like, really? That's why I couldn't do the news. Because like, if Jong or Todd or someone, hey, we need you to come up with as many Halloween puns just for fun, I'd be like, I can't do that, man. Like, I don't want to do that. That's, no. They would probably
like
not.
Like second nature for you.
I hate you. They would be like, all right, we need you to be, you know.
How many times during the day did Nick and I go, did you hear what you just did there? I mean, you just had another one.
No.
They just come so easily.
I can't do it. It's just, it's so bad. I feel bad for the news people, though, because I think sometimes they don't want to do that, but they're supposed to.
Oh, Lisa has, you know, because Lisa's one of those like old schools, like she wants to report the news the right way with just the pertinent information without taking a side. And it's hard to do these days because so many people are worried about social media and followers and the viewership they think is controlled and the ratings are controlled by likability in terms of your delivery and style. You have to be more closely in tune with your viewers. What happened to just saying where it happened, what happened, what's being done? Do they have the suspect? Anybody hurt?
Yeah.
Move on.
Yep. I'm with you. Francisco said candy corn's greater than Tootsie Rolls.
False.
You a big
negative.
Tootsie Roll? You guys like Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
Tootsie.
Way
here,
more
here's
than candy
thing.
Corn.
Again, I would not say it's one of my favorites, but Tootsie Rolls over candy corn in a heartbeat.
No.
Really not that tough a decision for me.
I can't. I'm going to go candy corn because it's Tootsie Roll isn't as sweet, and then it gets stuck in your face and you can't. I'd rather go candy.
Stuck in your face or your teeth?
Yeah, no, your face. Just all over.
Are you putting in your nostrils or finding an orifice or are you eating candy?
Candy corn's easy. That means it's done. That's a simple transaction. That's a simple transaction.
Someone asked, and I was going to ask you guys this, but did you, Nick, maybe it's better to ask you because you're younger than we are, but did you ever get the wax? It was like a wax whistle and it was just had fruit flavor kind of somewhere in the inside if you like chewed on it enough. Nasty.
Somebody did text and say, you guys remember the wax harmonicas, which I don't remember a wax harmonica.
The wax whistles. There was a whistle and it actually would, you could get sound out of it, but then you were supposed to like chew on the wax and eventually like you'd chew a hole in the whistle and this fruit come out. It was nasty.
Were you guys big on I wasn't big on that.
No, I hated it.
I'm like run of the mill. Candy. I don't need to get all fancy with
the
wax
same
and
thing,
the
like
liquids.
If you're going to go get like, ice cream, I don't want a snow cone or a bomb pop. I mean, a snow cone, which is just fruit flavor on ice. I want something solid.
Yeah.
There's quite a few underrated Halloween candy that I know that I'm leaving out.
Okay.
That only comes out during Halloween. I just got to think of it. There's
underrated?
Yeah, like everybody likes it when you bring it, when you mention it. Like there's got to be at least three or four of those.
I'd have to think about that.
I mean, we're getting a ton, but we've covered this before
what about like,
on this show.
Yeah, we have like caramellos or...
Yeah, like those brown squares, like the butterscotch.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're like
that
rocks
are wrapped
or something.
In clear.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those.
Yep, that's true.
Everybody loves those.
But, yeah, I was going to say when you said Tootsie Rolls, the Brocks that had flavor in the inside of just caramel wrapped up like a Tootsie Roll, those were always pretty good. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any. If you think of them, let me know. But I mean, I don't think that we've left out a whole lot. on that.
What about, like, okay, so we talked about the pennies.
My grandma did that for a while, so we had to talk her
but
out of
are
it.
You like, what about fruit?
No.
See, I'm with you. I think if you're not going to give out candy, just don't do anything.
Well, like, when we were kids, the horror story was the razor blade and the apple.
Yeah.
So the last thing you ever wanted to see was, even if it was a legit piece of a fruit, you don't want it.
See, and I don't believe in that, so I just give out razor blades. Oh, I don't no, even try
Milwaukee,
to hide it. I just give out a handful.
From the mill, Barry. Back in the mill.
The mill.
In the mill, the news would do stories mill. About how people would actually do that.
The
and it's
mill.
Like, it's not difficult to trace back the only ass clown that decided it would be cool to pass out fruit. You can remember that. Like, you can go, like, 12 blocks by 12 block radius and cover every door in the neighborhood, and the one ass clown that was giving out apples was the guy that you'd be like, I know exactly where that dude lives, because I am not eating it, and I could not believe he did that.
Yeah. You know what would be great? If Cowboys and Indians gave out food.
Ooh.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
You just show up, and they put a Himalayan heat burger in your pumpkin.
Not quesadillas for me.
Or did they give out the, what is it, I don't want to say it wrong. It's not samosas.
Oh, yes. They're samosas.
They are called samosas.
Yes.
Dude, those would be amazing.
If they gave those out, oh, I would trick or treat there every day. But as it stands, you know what? You don't have to wait or trick or treat. You can go to Cowboys and Indians Texas Kitchen and get all the samosas you want and so much more. It's located at 1901 Taft in Midtown, and I'm telling you right now, it's one of the best places to eat in Houston. It's that gym that you don't know about yet, and you should punch yourself for not going there, and then go there and enjoy it, and then get back to me and tell me how much you liked it. I really think you're going to like it. It's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian foods, and like I said, they've got a great variety for you. So they're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston. That's already established. But they also, like Joel just mentioned, they have quesadillas made with naan bread. They have a Himalayan heat burger. They have, like, if you don't want chicken fried steak, you can get the chicken curry, and it's just as good. All of the Indian food is authentic. It's family recipes that have been passed down. Haas and his crew have perfected them. And here's the thing right now. It's 1:45. They have a lunch special going on that you can take advantage of. It's only for a limited time, but between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., you get down there and you tell them you listen to ESPN 97.5, and you're going to get this 97.5 special. It's an all-natural, half-pound classic burger with fries for $8.99. Why aren't you out there? You need to get out there and give that a shot. You can go watch the game. They have a full-service bar. You can get your drink on and celebrate the world championship that's about to happen tonight. But if you want to stay home and watch the game but still get some delicious food, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen to your house. Again, if you want to go, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Look for information on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm reading these tweets. We've been getting a ton. You guys are fantastic, as always, The Usual Suspects. But Harrison on Twitter said, I know where about four psychiatrists live in my neighborhood. I'm going to tell them my favorite candy is Xanax. Well, you know, if
not
you need
bad.
Them on the go, you got to do what you got to do.
Not bad.
Good luck with that. Yeah, Jason Holcomb said, the wax bottles filled with juice. That's another one. They were wax mini Coke bottles, and then they had like Coke-flavored syrup, which was garbage. And then Craig tweeted it in as well. Those black and orange generic wrapped candies that no one knew what the hell they were, but you could, you know, it was the family that didn't want to spend a lot
they're
on
terrible.
Halloween.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
terrible.
Brutal. It was like a ball of like a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
A ball of butter. Oh, I'm just reading and deleting some mean tweets.
I showed
That's
them to
it.
You.
Yeah. Those are garbage.
Yeah.
Those are.
Nick says
yeah.
they still sell them at Walmart.
Do they really?
I think they do. Like the cheap versions? Because there's always a cheap section.
You can get like 6 pounds of that for like 4 cents.
Yeah. Orange and black wrappers, either a black wrapper or an orange wrapper, and it's just like a big wad of Butterfinger. I mean, what is the. A bit of honey. There was one. It's like a square of bit of honey.
Yeah.
That's what it turns out to be.
Yeah.
Remember bit of honeys, by the way?
Yep. Yep.
Those were those and Tootsie Rolls were the easy Halloween candy no one liked.
I never ate bit of honeys.
Didn't like them.
Never. Either. No. Okay. Somebody said weed edibles. No, that's not Negative. A candy. That's not a, we don't, be responsible. Yes. Grow up.
What'd they say?
What? Weed edibles.
Oh.
No, don't pass those out to the children.
No, not
don't
for
do
the
that.
Children.
No. Guys, I need a camera on my front porch. Last year, we left a bowl of candy for people to take some. We came home to find not just all the candy was gone, but that someone stole the bowl.
Yeah.
What kind of savage does that?
Bowl. Who does that? Who still leaves the bowl out?
Exactly. In this day and age? No way. There's no honor system. No.
I was going to say, where are you guys on the honor system? Because we used to love the people that weren't home that just put the massive trash cans.
Can't do that anymore. I used to love them too, but you can't do that anymore.
We'd go double handfuls easy if it was something we liked. That's your mistake for not being home.
I would take the bowl. I would be that kid.
Take the entire bowl and then you're done trick or treating. Why would you walk around the whole neighborhood if you have all the candy right there in front of you?
That's a great point.
But you've got to have variety.
That's a great point.
It's probably only all the same stuff.
I'm taking the trash bag.
Nick, just one Halloween. You got that pillowcase. You don't even have to dump it. You just drop the bowl in the pillowcase. You walk home.
Just
Halloween's
walk off
done.
With the bowl.
Yeah.
Nick, you just won Halloween?
Beautiful.
What would you, and what, like,
just one Halloween.
Anybody that thought it was cool to trick or treat with the plastic pumpkin? No.
No.
Give trash me like bag. Some heavy, trash bag. Exactly right.
Damn. How greedy.
Hell yeah.
Trash
and you're gonna go,
bag.
Man, we used to go for like a couple hours, make sure we didn't get screwed. We were getting as much as we could. My sister had like spit coming out of the corners of her mouth waiting for me to get home so she could get into it.
I live in a broke neighborhood, so we just wore cargo pants and just whatever you could fill up.
Not anymore. You got a scarecrow on your front lawn with a John Deere underneath it.
No. No.
On the farm.
Somebody's giving out, what is this, donuts? What the hell? Who gives out donuts
on
Halloween?
They're saying that you and I, for having Hispanic wives, would know and partake.
Oh, sweetbreads? No.
Sweetbreads, that's hilarious.
No. Nope.
No, pan dulce.
Yeah. No, not happening. You want to talk a little Texans? Can we please? I'm dying
talk
to talk
here,
this.
Chief,
I know.
Point,
what
yeah.
do you want to do? There was a big-ass trade that went down.
Or they traded a big ass. Depending on how
That's
you
true.
Look at it.
That's true. What are your thoughts? Dwayne Brown, gone. If you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock.
Go ahead, let it fly.
Dwayne Brown was traded to the Seattle. So he didn't even have to leave the city. He was just there. He stayed over. And then what's his wife's name is going to meet him there?
Debbie Dev. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Debbie Dev she was on the radio here on 93.7 The Beat.
Yeah.
And now she's in L.A.
Well, she's in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dwayne Brown traded to Seattle for Jeremy Lane, a 2018 fifth-round pick, and a second-round pick in 2019.
I like that.
When you consider that Jimmy Garoppolo got a second-round pick, that's not bad. I mean, I think overall,
they did well.
I think the getting in the second-round pick was big. The fifth-round pick is nice. Don't look for Jeremy Lane to be any kind of world beater.
He's not bad, though.
He's not bad, but he's not great.
Is he better than what you have?
I think he gives you quality depth. But would it surprise me if he's starting by the end of the year? No, but I think that speaks more to what they have than what he is.
He started there for the last couple of years, and then because of the rookie Shaq, that the rookie kid that they got at corner now, they found him to be expendable. But I think overall, the stash of all that they got, including that second-round pick, is big. And they got it from a team that was trying to play chicken with them and bring in free agent offensive linemen and trying to bring the price down. But I think they did well. I think and look, there was no secret that Dwayne Brown wasn't happy. You know, he held out, lost $3 million, didn't get a new deal, didn't get years guaranteed, didn't get anything he wanted. And so he was bitter. And then when the whole McNair thing came out, who was the most outspoken? Whether he was right or wrong, it was hard to side with him because your first inclination was to say, come on, man. You're still upset because you didn't get your deal done, and then you want to be the first one to talk. Let someone else do this, you know, the talking for the team. And then his wife started chiming in on it, too. And it was a bad look for the family. And I believe on this show yesterday, someone said, look for it to be more than a possibility Dwayne Brown goes. And he went.
Well, that was a rumor that's been out there.
I just said he was going to go by the trade deadline.
I felt pretty confident about it.
Because of the fact that once he did that, it's not the point of no return, but you're pretty close.
Well, because Sunday, Shock brought up, would you trade him for Jimmy Graham? Because that was the rumor, is that he was going to go to Seattle for Jimmy Graham. And I said, no, because you don't need help there. my first inclination is, I get you have to do something because he's disgruntled and he doesn't want to be here. But the one weakness that you have more than anything else is offense, offensive line. I mean, you need to fix that. I mean, you're okay at tight end. You're not great, but you're okay. You got some depth at receiver now that Will Fuller's showing up and actually catching the ball.
Right.
Running back, you're all right. You're not great, but a lot of that, I think, has to do with that offensive line as well. You know you're set at quarterback, so getting rid of an offensive lineman to get in another tight end didn't make sense. And Graham had the drop, so I wasn't really high on that. What I suggested is go out and get maybe, you know, some secondary help or a linebacker or some interior defensive lineman or something like that. Because now with and Sarah Barshop reported that Covington is probably gone for the year now as well.
Torn bicep, I believe.
Yeah. And so you're really young all of a sudden. And all of a sudden a front seven that was one of the best in football is now probably one of the youngest. When you look at, like, Heath has 2 years experience. Reader, Watkins, if he ends up replacing Covington as a rookie. Scarlett is 2 years. Cunningham as a rookie. McKinney, 3 years. The oldest, the most experienced person on that defensive line, on that front seven now, is Clowney.
Clowney.
So it's just this weird. So I'm like, okay, go get some defensive help if you need it because of the injuries. They went out and they got a guy in Lane that I think can give you some flexibility. You know what I mean? He can play corner for you. Don't be surprised. I mean, he's got the body to play safety. I don't know how he is as a tackler. I've not watched a lot of him.
He's pretty aggressive. I mean, he believe me, the one thing that I like now is that he really pissed me off whenever he played the Packers because he's not afraid to put his hands on you after a play too. And he's physical. And he's got decent size for a corner. So I think he gives them, upgrade, but just because Jonathan Joseph's on the downside, because Kareem has lost a step, I think he helps them. I think the biggest part of the whole trade was the second round pick.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the big haul.
Yeah.
But we'll. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think you might be sleeping on Joseph, though. He's had a pretty good year.
No, well, you're going to see the picks.
Until Sunday, Gilchrist has had a pretty good year. And then he looked bad. I mean, I know he had the interception.
But it's easy to say that J.J. looked good because of the picks and because he's had some. But overall in coverage, I mean, I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying he's not what he used to be. He's on the downside. He's slower at the corner position.
I think if we pulled up like a ranking, I think you'd be surprised at how high he was compared to what they have. And probably doing better than you would guess. To me, what's disappointing is Kareem Jackson not playing as well. Mm-hmm. Kevin Johnson comes back. He didn't look all that good. So maybe Lane, like I said, he gives you some quality depth. You know what I mean? And it could mean that you could move some guys around and maybe, you know, take somebody like Kareem Jackson, who you know can at least tackle, come up and support the run. Although a bit undersized to be playing strong safety, maybe you do that there. But Gilchrist, like I said, he hasn't been bad until this game. So maybe you don't have to do anything. Maybe you just got some depth at corner now, and you can let them figure out who's going to end up being, you know what I mean, your top three guys.
I think, though, you're going to see Lane on the field a lot. I really do. Whether he starts or not, that's another. We'll see as it goes forward.
I
think you're going to see him place, because I'm with you. Johnson didn't look good, whether that's he's still not healthy or whatever the case may be. But a guy that's had experience in big games in the playoffs and played for a defense like that, I think he'll find his way to the field.
Will he be a starter by the end of the year?
I think so.
Okay.
I do. I think he will be start barring injury. I think he'll be out there.
Okay. Well, we all know that Houston was hit hard by Hurricane Harvey, and it's gone. But the results and the effects of Hurricane Harvey still remain in the city. And so I want you to know that Gulf State Homebuyers is there for you. They're there for our community, and they want to help. And what they've said is, they said, listen, we know that there are people out there that have a house that you're looking at rebuilding, or you're in the process of rebuilding, but you're not quite sure what it would cost to sell it and move on and maybe buy a house that's not in a flood zone. So you don't know what you could get for this house, and that's where Gulf State Homebuyers can help you. You know what it's going to cost to fix it. You've probably gotten estimates already, but you're not quite sure what your house can get on the open market. Call Gulf State Homebuyers and let them help you. 281-717-6100. Here's what they do. They come out, they give you a no obligation cash offer evaluation on your house. So now you take that and you compare it to what it's going to cost to fix it again. And do you want the risk of still staying in a flood zone, or do you want to take that cash offer and go get a new house and move? But that's what they can do to help you out. And when you're dealing with Gulf State, you need to know you're dealing with a top-notch company. The last 2 years, they've won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau. So you know that when you're working with them, they're a company that you can trust that's going to deal with you and deal fairly. They've got a great staff in-house that can help you. They've got attorneys, title companies, all there to help you get the information to make the decisions that you need and then help you move on once you do that. That way you don't have to go to a bunch of different offices to get all that. It's all done right there in-house at Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Let them help you get that cash offer evaluation on your home. Make that decision. Do you want to sell it or do you want to move on? But you're not going to know if you don't call Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100 or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.